Leland Rucker is a senior editor at Sensi magazine, and he joins us on Thursday mornings to talk about the latest news in cannabis. Today, he's taking a look at the endocannabinoid system.
Yeah, this is something I started reading about it a couple of years ago. And I started reading and said it was a regulating procedure within the body that works in much the same way that cannabis does. And my BS detector went, oh no, it turned bright red. Wait a minute, there's something in the body that's similar to the way cannabis works in the body? And I thought, no. But I started looking into it. And actually, you know, cannabinoids are chemical compounds that are found in cannabis plants. That's basically what it is.
That's the THC component that we often talk about that's in medicinal.
That's one of the components. THC is one of the cannabinoids. So is CBD. And there's about 120 other ones particularly. But these are called phytocannabinoids. Now, scientists have also discovered cannabinoids that are produced naturally in the body, and they're called endocannabinoids. And they have structures that are similar to phytocannabinoids. And the first endocannabinoid was called anandamide, after the Sanskrit word for bliss, in 1992. And there's another one that's been found, too. Also, scientists have found receptors in mammals that respond to cannabinoids. CB1 receptors are found in the brain, and CB2 receptors are found throughout the body. And these hook up with the receptors. And when they hook up, they turn the molecules into something else. And what we're finding out is that the reason we interact with cannabis so strongly is that we have this natural architecture to interact with cannabinoids. And maybe that's why everybody feels good. You know, a lot of people say they just feel good, or they're using it for pain or something like that. Maybe that has maybe this has a lot more to do with it than we think.
I know you've spoken to researchers and biochemists who are working in this. And what are they saying about where in the body the endocannabinoids are, and what parts of our system are we responding to? Is it like the immune system? Is it our nervous system? Where is all of this?
Actually, you know, the studies continue to go on, mostly outside the United States, but they're finding that these have to do with all kinds of systems, especially the immune system and the cardiovascular system. And it's stuff like sleep and appetite, stuff that we know that cannabis has had an effect on us. You know, the cannabinoids that we take in cannabis, but now we're finding that they're in the body naturally.
What can all of this do in terms of research into cannabis, which we have often discussed is severely lacking due to the federal restriction on cannabis? We just don't have the research out there, but there are some medical schools certainly looking into cannabinoids, whether they're endocannabinoids or phytocannabinoids.
That's one of the most interesting things, is that when I talk to medical doctors about this, they don't know much about it. And the reason is that this is new, relatively new stuff in the last 20 years. So there's a lot of doctors out there who really don't know much about this and probably aren't that interested in it, because they've heard of a lot of, you know, other stuff, and they don't know that much about it. But then their patients come in and say, you know, this stuff's working for me. And so doctors are starting now to make that change. Oncologists, for instance, who have already found out that it's good for nausea and vomiting associated with chemotherapy, they're beginning to take it seriously and looking into cannabinoid alternatives to opioids in the same way that we've talked about this before. And so there's a lot of research going on, of course, inhibited by the fact that it's a Schedule I drug here in the United States. Most of the research is going on around the world.
Well, I know that you spoke to one particular researcher who says that, you know, there's so much of the emphasis now on cannabis, about medical cannabis that can be available with non-psychoactive components, but we shouldn't ignore the fact that very often cannabis can make people feel better. And if you are suffering from one of these diseases, hey, why the heck not feel a little bit better while you're taking your medication?
You know, that's really interesting. I did talk with Dr. Selma Holden, and she said, you know, that we're always talking about this non-psychoactive effects, but if somebody has a chronic condition like back pain or Crohn's disease, the feeling of being high or elevated is part of the therapy, or can be part of the therapy. She said, we can't fall too much into the belief system that having an altered state of consciousness is bad. And I'm going to talk some more about this, because that really got me to thinking, you know, about the whole idea, well, why is this state of consciousness so scary to everybody when we change our consciousness with stuff, other stuff, all the time?
People can read more about the endocannabinoid system in the latest edition of Sensi magazine. Find it online at sensimag.com. The hard copy is at newsstands around the metro area. Leland Rucker, thank you.
Thank you.